From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a nuclear security summit. The biennial event Thursday and Friday will include delegations from more than 50 nations who will discuss evolving nuclear threats and ways to prevent them. The White House says that while it is impossible to determine the likelihood of a nuclear attack by extremist groups, there are tons of loose nuclear material located around the world. The administration says the material is not sufficiently secured and potentially accessible to terrorists. U.S. President Barack Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and South Korean President Park Geun-hye will hold a trilateral meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The three allies plan to discuss China's level of commitment to a tough sanctions-based approach to pressure North Korea into giving up its nuclear weapons. President Obama will also meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The Obama administration says it will not paper over differences with China on maritime and cybersecurity issues. 70-year-old U Tin Hyo took the oath of office Wednesday during a brief ceremony before a joint session of the Myanmar parliament. The ceremony marks the end of military rule in the country, once known as Burma, dating back to 1962. In his inaugural speech, the new president vowed to change the current constitution so that it fully embraces democratic standards. The U.S. military said Wednesday it plans to increase its presence in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. The Pentagon says it intends to deploy a brigade combat team on a rotational basis next February, along with a full set of equipment, to NATO's eastern borders. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande announced Wednesday he has abandoned his plans for a constitutional provision that would strip the citizenship from French-born terrorists. He first proposed the change after the November terrorist attacks in Paris, but France's Senate and National Assembly were not able to agree on the text. Police found images and floor plans of the Belgian Prime Minister's office and residence on a laptop computer discarded in a garbage bin near an apartment used by the suspects in last week's Brussels attacks. Several Belgian newspapers reported Wednesday that the laptop was found during a raid in the Cherbeek neighborhood several hours after the attack. A Belgian government official says there were absolutely no specific indications that the Prime Minister was under threat from the attackers. The humanitarian chief said Wednesday that since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. The UN's Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council in his monthly briefing that continued safe access is urgently needed to reach millions more. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to countries worldwide to provide homes for nearly 500,000 of the most vulnerable Syrian refugees. Lisa Schlein reports.
Countries neighboring Syria are bearing the brunt of the Syrian refugee crisis. They are hosting 4.8 million refugees. The UN Refugee Agency says other nations must shoulder some of the burden. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says his agency aims to resettle one-tenth, or about 480,000 of the refugees, over the next 3 years. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Impeachment sem crime de responsabilidade.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff lashed out at critics trying to impeach her Wednesday. Ms. Rousseff said in Brasilia that her opponents were trying to carry out a coup to oust her. She said she would continue to advance social programs in the face of an ongoing recession. Opposition lawmakers accuse her of illegally borrowing money to boost public spending to mask the severity of the country's economic downturn during her 2014 re-election campaign. A court in Bangladesh issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Khalida Zia Wednesday. The warrant is connected to the 2015 firebombing of a bus that killed two people and injured many others. The former prime minister and 27 other leaders of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party are accused of instigating the bombing. A spokesman for the BNP called the charges laughable. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.